This is Faye Anderson, citizen journalist for NPR's Sunday Soapbox. This week, I'm in Philadelphia to talk to some folks about the keys to victory in the Keystone State. The Pennsylvania primary is only a few days away. The road to the Democratic nomination runs through a state that is described as Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, with Alabama in the middle. There's much love for Barack Obama in the city of brotherly love, where 35,000 packed Independence Mall on Friday to hear Obama declare, "I'm not running to fit in Washington, I'm running to change Washington." African Americans, who make up 50% of Philadelphia's Democratic primary voters, are expected to vote overwhelmingly for Obama. Elmer Smith, a columnist with the Philadelphia Daily News, told me they're not supporting Obama because he's black. They're voting for him because they're black. They're voting for themselves. People vote for themselves. There's nothing new about that. It's about identity voting and to be able to relate to people who are like them. Though Mayor Michael Nutter has endorsed Hillary Clinton, Philadelphia is signed, sealed, and delivered for Obama. So Clinton is hunting for votes in the surrounding suburbs, western Pennsylvania, and central Pennsylvania, where Lee Greenwood's "God Bless the USA" reportedly is the most requested song on country music stations in the run-up to the April 22nd primary. With the nation's third oldest population, the highest per capita membership in the National Rifle Association, working class voters, and a black population of 11%, Pennsylvania looks like Clinton country. While the polls have tightened, they may not tell the whole story. Pennsylvania will be the first primary since the Jeremiah Wright and Bittergate controversies. Obama acknowledged during this past Wednesday's debate that race is still a factor in our society, and race matters in Pennsylvania. Governor Ed Mandel, a Clinton supporter, said, "You've got conservative whites here, and I think there are some whites who are probably not ready to vote for an African-American candidate." Indeed, demography and a pinch of bitters will determine the election outcome.